They had compulsory chapel at Williams, and when my grandfather was sitting in the back on the left in chapel, he was bored by what the president was, J. Willard Travell, the one I'm named after. He was playing with the side of his pew, and he found a nut that was loose, and he unscrewed it, and then he's just sort of playing around, and he flips it up in the air. It crosses completely over to the back on the other side and catches the inside lip of the brass baptismal font and goes round and round and round with this tremendous racket. And the president dismissed everybody on the left-hand side. My grandfather walked out with them, and he spent an hour quizzing them, trying to find out who would toss this into the brass baptismal font. But they didn't catch Grant on that. The one thing they did catch him on, he had a Tudor building and with these heavy beams across the ceiling where they lectured in Greek, and it was very, very stuffy. This is at Williams. And so he took before class and he threw a ball of yarn across and tied a rag doll on the end of it and brought the yarn back over the beams until the end came down by his seat. And in the middle of the lecture, everybody just started out laughing in gales of laughter and holding their sides, and professor was looking around. Here's this rag doll dancing just above the top of his head. And Grant would pull it back up, and the guy would go on with his lecture. And 5 minutes later, he'd let it down in gales of laughter. Well, the guy sitting behind my grandpa reached out with his pocket knife and cut the yarn, and the doll fell on the professor's head. But he didn't get kicked out of Williams that time.